You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for December 1991.
'Tis the night before Christmas, and all through the town, everything's coming loose, everything's falling down. Come on, Larry, let's get Curly Joe out from under that tree again.
It's fitting. Oh, it's true, it's true. All the construction we're doing around here, and I thought that was only appropriate. Welcome to the December 1991 edition of the National Radio Club's DX audio service. I'm Fred Vobey, and let's step right into the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club, with a hearty welcome to two new members, Dean Martineau of Tacoma, Washington, and Kevin LaRose of Bellevue, Washington. Welcome, guys, to the National Radio Club's DX audio service. And I'd like to pass along the information concerning the National Radio Club 1991 convention tapes, which some people have been asking about. Here's what's on the tapes. On tape number one is conversations with the editors and the members of the National Radio Club concerning the National Radio Club, the DX hobby, trends for the future, and other interesting topics. And at the end of side two of that tape is the world-famous 1991 National Radio Club Convention Quiz written by Paul Mount. And enclosed in the package of tapes is also an envelope, which was kept in a peanut butter jar on Phil Wayne's porch since noon yesterday, and that contains the answers to the quiz. And you can take the quiz right off the tape and write down your answers and compare them to what's in the envelope, and hopefully we did stuff the right stuff in the envelope. On tape number two is a seminar on the history of broadcast radio conducted by John D. Bowker. And John explores the facts and the myths of the early days of broadcasting and has some interesting stories to tell about many of the early stations. And on side two, John conducts a seminar on digital audio broadcasting and how it will impact radio listeners in the future. Discussions cover a bunch of different things, from the different systems vying for the spectrum to how they work with the radio listener. On tape number three is a seminar on passive and active loop antennas. John Bowker starts it off by discussing passive loop antennas and how they work and how they're constructed. And then I take over and discuss loop antennas with active amplifiers and their construction and the pros and cons behind these antennas. On tape number four, we have on one side is the National Radio Club Business Meeting. This is where you find out about all the politics involved in the club, all the decisions that are made, and all the news and notes going on around. And then on side two are the recorded highlights from the National Radio Club auction, which we held on, what was that? It was Saturday night right after the banquet. Now, these tapes are all from the 1991 National Radio Club Convention, which was held in Bridgeport, West Virginia. All four tapes are enclosed in a 5x7-inch cassette binder. There are three C90 tapes and one C60 tape in the set. The cost of the set is only $9.50 for U.S. or Canadian members. Outside the U.S. and Canada, please write to the National Radio Club Publication Center for pricing. Now, these tapes are available from the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. New York residents must add all appropriate sales tax. Credit card orders may be taken at area code 608-423-4159. Wisconsin residents must add appropriate sales tax if you're ordering by credit card. And the National Radio Club Publication Center is headed up by Ken Chatterton. If you send an order into Ken, why don't you just stick a little note in there and wish him a Merry Christmas? Sure, Ken will appreciate it, and maybe he won't be so crazy and give away our cassettes the way he has been. We'll have some more details on those in just a couple of minutes here. But right now, here comes Santa Jerry with some AM Switch stuff.
I'm a Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas tree. Everybody hangs their ornaments on me. I'm a Christmas tree.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And since we have four switch columns to get to today and this month's tape, let's rush right into number 265. Lots of call letter changes on 610 WGKL. Charlotte, North Carolina becomes WAQS. 740 WLBG, Cambridge, Massachusetts, changes to WEAA. On 820, you guessed it, WPNT, Chicago, Illinois, is at it again. This time, they would like to have WSCR as their call. By our count, that is the sixth call letter they have applied for since the station has gone off the air, but we understand that WSCR is the call that will stand. It is short for SCORE, which will match their proposed all-sports format. And if you're saying, but wait a minute, WSCR already exists in Scranton, Pennsylvania, well, we'll take care of that when we get to 1320. So if you haven't erased a hole in your log on 820 yet, change WPNT's call this time to WSCR. On 850, KMDY, Thousand Oaks, California, becomes KCTQ. 990, KKCR, Wichita Falls, Texas, changes to KNIN. On 1140, KCSY, Soldotna, Alaska, becomes KSLD. 1300, WLIF, Baltimore, Maryland, changes to WJFK. On 1310, KCRE, Crescent City, California, will become KFVR. And here's that change in Scranton on 1320 WSCR, Scranton, Pennsylvania, sold that call to Chicago. They will become WTSS. 1340 WBCR, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, becomes WTSW. And on 1550 KBLK, Sepulpa, Oklahoma, changes back to their former call of KXOJ. Moving down to otherness in 265, on 530 CJFT, Fort Erie, Ontario, this station is gone. It's moved to FM, and in its place, CIAO in Brampton has moved here. By the way, CIAO, as we record this, is operating on both 790, their former frequency, and 530, their new frequency. 800 WDSC, Dillon, South Carolina, this silent station, silent for over 2 years, is now back on the air. And on 1550 WOKJ, Jackson, Mississippi, the saga of this silent station may be at an end as the FCC has revoked its license. This does not, however, exempt the owner from the FCC fine for various violations. However, they have reduced the amount of the fine from $250,000 to $20,000 and loss of license, but it looked like you can safely scratch WOKJ off the 1550 page in your log. Moving on to edition number 266, under call letter changes, we start on 540 KPUP, Carmel Valley, California, changes to KHKN. 700, new station in Walkersville, Maryland. You're saying, what? Well, we'll get to that in a second. New station in Walkersville, Maryland will be WWTL. On 810, WJPW, Rockford, Michigan, a suburb of Grand Rapids. This station is silent. They are requesting new calls, WBYY, and we'll cover more about that as we move on. On 1230, WLVH, Manchester, Connecticut, changes calls to WLAT. On 1270, WBZS, Eatonville, Florida, becomes WHBS. On 1360, KFNS, Amarillo, Texas, becomes KLCJ. And on 1490, KGUC, Gunnison, Colorado, becomes KPKE. Grants for new stations, lo and behold, we have one this edition. 700, new station in Walkersville, Maryland, will be 5,000 watts, daytime only with a directional antenna, so on your log, that will make it D3. Moving on to otherness on 610 KSKE, Vail, Colorado, this silent station is back on the air. As a matter of fact, Wayne Heinen tells us they've been on the air for at least 8 months. 740 KISZ, Cortez, Colorado, silent station, back on the air. 900 CKTS in Sherbrooke, Quebec, this station went silent and has returned to the air now, relaying CJAD 800. 920 WMMN, Fairmont, West Virginia, this station has been on the air for over 60 years, and they have gone silent. 930 WREB, Holyoke, Massachusetts, is silent. 1080 WRPX, Price, Utah, this silent station, back on the air. 1170 WJCC, Norfolk, Massachusetts, is silent. 1240 WKIQ, Eustis, Florida, has gone silent. 1250 WARE, Ware, Massachusetts, has gone silent. They say they have transmitter problems. That may be back on by the time this tape reaches you. On 1270 KTRT, Claremore, Oklahoma, silent station is now back on the air. 1290 KSRC Socorro, New Mexico has gone silent. On 1340 KVIV El Paso, Texas, this silent station has returned to the air. 1390 WAPR Avon Park, Florida is silent. 1430 WWLO, brand new station in Gainesville, Florida, is now on the air. Here's another new one coming on, 1460 WRLB, Florence, New Jersey. This station is testing so far only with unmodulated carrier, but the system is operational, so if you live in the New Jersey area, be sure to keep watching 1460. On 1500 KBRN in Burney, Texas, a lot of people tend to pronounce that Bourne, since that's the way it's spelled, but it's pronounced Burney, Texas. This silent station has returned to the air. 1510 KIDZ, Independence, Missouri. This silent station has returned. They are now relaying KXXR-FM. Also on 1510 WAHT, Anvil, Cleona, Pennsylvania. This silent station has also returned. 1540 WYNC, Yanceyville, North Carolina. This silent station has new owners who expect to return it to the air soon, but no target date has been announced. And finally on 1570 WRJQ, Appleton, Wisconsin. Another silent station that has returned to the air. Moving on to AM switch reference number 267, there were no call letter changes, strangely enough, but there were some interesting items happening in otherness on 810 WJXL, Jacksonville, Alabama. This silent station is back on the air. 1110 WJML, Petoskey, Michigan. This silent station has been sold. The new owners expect to get it cranked up pretty soon. 1130 WLBA, Gainesville, Georgia. This station has gone silent. 1350 WBEM, Winbur, Pennsylvania, near Johnstown. This station is silent. On 1390 WMZQ, Arlington, Virginia, this station was temporarily silent but has returned to the air. Vandals broke into their AM transmitter site and ransacked the building and destroyed all the furniture but left the transmitting equipment untouched. The next night, they returned and torched the place, about $500,000 damage, and consequently, the station was off for a while, but they have returned to the air with temporary facilities. 1430 KNSP, Stables, Minnesota. Here's another silent station that has been sold, and the new owners expect to be returning it to the air. Same thing on 1450 KMHT, Marshall, Texas. This new station has been sold to former heavyweight champion George Foreman, by the way, and will be returning to the air. 1460 WXEM, Buford, Georgia. This station is now relaying WAOS, Austell, Georgia on 1600. 1470 WRQQ, Farrell, Pennsylvania. This station has gone silent once again. This time it only lasted about 7 months. On 1480 WMIB, Marco Island, Florida. This silent station has new owners. They're getting ready to return it to the air. 1550 WAMA, Tampa, Florida. Here's an interesting arrangement. At least when this was recorded, this station was relaying the audio from WDAE on 1250 in Tampa. And on 1580 WUIV, Ickard Township, North Carolina, this station now relays WNNC 1230 in Newton, North Carolina. Finally, we move on to number 268, and yes, there are call letter changes starting on 650. Here's an interesting one, KORL, Honolulu, Hawaii. The new call will be KHNR. Interesting in that this station has been silent for quite some time, and the new call letter probably indicates somebody is getting ready to put this station back on the air. And the reason that is especially interesting to DXers is KORL has always been considered the best bet to hear Hawaii in the Midwest and the East, so your chances may have improved. 740 WDFZ, Tullahoma, Tennessee, changes to WJIG. 790 WAJN, Ashland City, Tennessee, becomes WQSV. On 920 KGAL, Lebanon, Oregon, becomes KSHO. 1240 WOCB, West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. This station was off the air for a while. They are back on, and they have a new call, WUOK. 1250 WXKU, York, Pennsylvania, becomes WQXA. 1340 KSFE, Needles, California, becomes KTOX. And on 1570 WMYM, Minocqua, Wisconsin, becomes WMQA. Moving down to otherness on 560 WYOR in Brentwood, Tennessee. That's a suburb of Nashville. This silent station has returned to the air. 710 KKMT, Ennis, Montana. According to a letter from the owner of this news station, they will not ask the FCC to extend their construction permit, which ran out the first week in November. The permit to build this news station has been around since the 80s and has been granted numerous extensions, but they have finally decided they are not going to be able to build the station, and so they let the permit run out, and you can scratch KKMT out of your log. This is most unfortunate for many DXers who had hoped that KKMT might make Montana a bit easier to hear. 810 WBYY in Rockford, Michigan. This station outside of Grand Rapids under the call WJPW has been silent, but they have announced that they will return to the air in December of 1991 with a format they describe as similar to TV's Home Shopping Network. On 1030 KDUN, Reedsport, Oregon, this station is silent due to a fire. We don't know how long the silent period will last. 1060 WGSB, Mebane, North Carolina, this station is back on the air. They had been silent for a while. On 1190 WKHL, Hughesville, Pennsylvania, this station has gone silent. 1230 KLIC, Monroe, Louisiana, is silent. 1340 WMYQ, Bastrop, Louisiana, has gone silent. 1480 WCNT, Charlotte, North Carolina, is silent, but we understand that silence is only temporary. They're planning to return to the air shortly. On 1520 WINW, Canton, Ohio, while we were passing through Canton on November the 10th, we were quite surprised to hear this station relaying audio from WHBC 1480 in Canton during a Browns football game. We wonder what possible benefit WHBC might expect from this arrangement. There is certainly no place in the Canton market where WINW has a signal superior to WHBC's 5,000 watts, except maybe in the parking lot in front of WINW's four towers. So why this rebroadcast arrangement has been made is somewhat of a mystery to us, but it appears that WINW 1520 is relaying WHBC 1480. And finally, on 1570 WNSH, Beverly, Massachusetts, this station is also silent. That'll wrap it up for another month's worth of AM Switch. Jerry Starr reporting directly from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And now, we have no idea where our happy wanderer might be, but I understand Fred has the remote lines plugged in, and so let's all find out together where John might be this month. John Bowker, it's your turn.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the December Travelogue. We're going to be hearing some station breaks from AM radio stations operating at 870, 880, and even 890 on the AM dial this month. And, we got a few extra goodies for you as usual, too. You know, Linda and I traveled 6,000 miles this summer with tape recorders running just about every hour to grab the top of the hour station identifications. But yeah, when you reflect back on it, the swath we cut across New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois and Missouri, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and finally Florida. That swath was only about 40 miles wide when it came to picking up clear signals for the tape collection. But we added over 200 new stations to the archives here at the DX Audio Service, and we're looking forward to cutting new swaths starting next May once again. It's something to look forward to.
You forgot Maryland, West Virginia, and Kentucky.
You know, I think she's right. That's my good wife, Linda, who I don't think you've ever been on the DX Audio Service, dear.
No, I haven't had that pleasure.
Well, you have now. Okay, say, while you're here, something you could do for me. Would you just answer questions as I ask them, and don't ask a lot of why and wherefores, okay? What city were you born in?
Worcester.
Worcester what?
Worcester, Massachusetts. I can't say that. Worcester, Massachusetts.
And Worcester, and then you grew up in the little town of Shrewsbury and all that. And that's sort of next to the town of?
Leicester.
Say that again.
Leicester.
So the two towns are Worcester and Leicester. Okay, that's...
If you come from Massachusetts, it's really Worcester and Leicester. There's no R on the end of a word in Massachusetts.
That's correct. Okay, thank you very much. You can go back to fixing my lunch now. Okay. Now, I mentioned these things and asked Linda to do so because we've heard those two towns pronounced in, what, five different ways, I think, in the past 5 months. And so anyway, that's the real way to pronounce them, Worcester and Leicester. Wait till I get to Burney, Texas. You think, well, I've just gone through. Burney, Texas is spelled B-O-E-R-N-E. We're going to hear more about that in a second. But let me tell you, as we were driving through, well, in this case, Texas also, we came to Houston, Texas, and I had 7 tape recorders running on the hour there. And here's one of the IDs we picked up in Houston, Texas.
It's 12 o'clock. Do you know where your taco came from?
Oh, my, do you know where your taco came from? You know, there's no way to interpret the FCC rules about giving station identifications that makes that come out a legal ID. I don't even know what station it was anymore. I guess I've given up caring at this point. Now, I mentioned Burney, Texas, B-O-E-R-N-E, Burney, Texas. Do you recall the story that Jerry's been telling you about here on the DX audio service for the past 2 or 3 months about a large bull snake that somehow got into the transmitter and destroyed the transmitter? I pretty well believe it destroyed the snake, too. But it did $15,000 or $20,000 worth of damage and put the station off the air for weeks. Well, we came through Burney, Texas, just south of where Bill Hale lives, by the way. And we recorded the station for the ID tape, of course. But I couldn't resist playing you one of the promos that they've got on the station in Burney, Texas. Listen to this.
KBRN wants everybody to win at the snake hunt, but you gotta know the rule to play the game. First, sign up for your snake hunting license at any of our snake hunt sponsors. You can only sign once at each place, but you can go to all the sponsors. You must listen to KBRN to hear your name, and when you do, call 249-9336 within 10 minutes and claim your prize. You will be told how to claim each prize. By the way, prizes cannot be exchanged for cash, nor sold or assigned to another. Winners pay all applicable taxes and must be over age 18. As this is a new game, prior winners can win again, but only once. So good luck. Sign up now and listen starting Tuesday and win big on KBRN's Great Snake Hunt, where the Rattler's Wheel tells you what you've won.
And now, from the Coronado Ballroom, music in the Morgan Manor.
Isn't that terrific? And they don't explain why. It'll go right over most people's heads, I imagine. Oh, boy. So we came through Texas along the Gulf Coast, and then we finally arrived in our new home. Where, you might ask?
News Radio 970 WFLA.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. Martin Giles, News Radio 970 WFLA. Pee Wee Herman chokes off TV coverage of his court appearance.
Okay, enough said. What do you say, since we want to do 3 frequencies this month, that we start right off? Let's go to 870 on the dial. We'll start in the great northeast, work our way south and west, as always, on the December 1991 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
You're tuned to WHCU, WHCU-FM Stereo in Ithaca, New York.
Through the satellite facilities of the Unistar Radio Network and the WQRX Newsroom, AM 870, WQRX keeps you informed.
Well, we'll hear details on those stories. Bruce Miller, more on the Saints in the World Series coming up at 8:13. And Don Westbrook in the next 20 minutes with the weekend weather. The Saints go for win number 8 against the Bears. Pre-game coverage begins at 10 Sunday morning with kickoff at noon here on Saints Radio, 870 AM, WWL, New Orleans. Here in New Orleans, mostly cloudy and 73 at 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton. Details have not yet been spelled out, but White House Chief of Staff John Sununu says a compromise has been worked out between key Republican senators and the White House.
This is KFJZ, Fort Worth, Dallas, 870 AM. Esta es KFJZ, Fort Worth, Dallas, 870 AM.
Now this next one, Mike Smith out in Iowa had to really reach for this one, but nice going, Mike, you caught it.
Serving the Grand River area with news, sports, weather, and agriculture information, this is KAAN, K-A-A-N, and K-A-A-N-FM, Bethany, Albany. From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. Iraqi President Saddam Hussein is celebrating the new year, mingling with his troops.
Nation, write the American Life League, Stafford, Virginia, 22554.
This is KROL, Laughlin, East Las Vegas, the sports authority.
AP Network News, I'm Wally Hines.
Exactly, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm Chris Kelly.
K-O-R-T, let's go.
You're in tune with KAIM Honolulu.
Well, that was a pretty good trek from east to west. What do you say we try it again at 8:80 on the dial this time, and we'll start with a time check from New York.
Set your time to WCBS. Four tones will follow. The fourth and final tone marks the exact time.
Jackie Judd. The Coast Guard returned to the spot off the coast of New Jersey where a Soviet freighter was last seen.
Hey, Briggs and Sons, tire time. It's 8:01, 1 minute after 8 o'clock, and you're in RRR country with 880 on your AM dial. We're WRRZ in Clinton. Good morning, everybody, with Big Old Country Dave and Exile.
Keep it in the middle of the road, buddy, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Either right door left, right down the center we go.
AM 88 WRFD, Columbus, Worthington, 5 o'clock. Time for the news from CNN, Steve Lineberry. Music till 9.
103.3 FM, KJOJ, Freeport, Lake Jackson, Houston. And AM 880, KJOJ, Conroe, Houston. Greater Houston's Joy of Jesus, the Christian radio leader for Greater Houston and the Golden Gulf Coast. It's time for the Sounds of Life broadcast from Life Tabernacle. Pastor James Kilgore invites you to join in as we partake of God's holy word.
Oh, yeah, the FM always comes first, doesn't it? Now, we move a little bit west into New Mexico, and I must admit to you, this next ID will be a rarity on the travelogue in that it's not a legal ID. They don't tell where it is, but it's the closest I could give you. This is from Tse Bonito, which is really Gallup, New Mexico, a suburb of Gallup, KHAC. Listen.
Good morning. It's 1 minute after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's time for Navajo Nation News on KHAC. In Navajo Nation News, police have reported a stabbing a week ago Monday that was just been made public yesterday.
And so it sounds like the Native Americans have the same kind of problems that we all do all around the country. Say, I noticed that we've skipped stations in the Midwest, so what do you say we skip up to Wisconsin and fill in the blank right now? This one's from Mark Strickert, recorded while in a moving automobile, I would say, from the ignition noise, Mark.
By the schoolyard.
It's 3 o'clock. At WMEQ and on the NBC Radio News is next.
NBC Radio News, I'm Terry Horrigan.
Four times a day, and bulletins, watches, and warnings whenever they're issued. By the way, the coldest temperature ever recorded, Prospect Creek, Alaska, 80 degrees below zero on January 23rd, 1971. Keep in touch with the weather all winter long right here on KRVN.
KRVN!
KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska, 1130 Central, 1030 Mountain Time.
Good morning from the KRVN News Center. We have 41 degrees with a mostly clear sky. I'm Bob Brogan.
This is the Central Coast's Christian Radio, KKMC, Gonzales.
And let's go back once more to New York just to round out this 880 tape.
News is
WCBS New York.
Sports is
WCBS New York.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be is
WCBS New York.
No matter where the news is made, we're here to tell it best.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York.
Oh, goodness. One more from Nashville, Tennessee.
WMDB is owned and operated by the Babb Broadcasting Company, 3051 Stoker's Lane, zip code 37218, Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, that's what we have at 880 on the dial. There are a lot more stations we don't have, so I can't wait to get up back in the motorhome next May and go out. Incidentally, the 870, 880, and 890 dial positions are all U.S. clear channels. They're 1A designation. Now, that means there is one station on each channel that will not receive any interference to its day or night signal, at least out to a distance of 750 miles. 870, the dominant station, is very easily predicted, I'm sure, WWL. 880, who has not heard WCBS at one time or another? And even more so at 890, the non-directional, as they all are, WLS in Chicago. We're going to be hearing, we've heard two of those, we'll be hearing the third one in just a moment. As a matter of fact, WLS is what, the fourth station on our DX audio service tape? For the 890 dial position for December 1991.
You can hear Unshackled Sundays at 1:30 p.m. and again at 7:05 p.m. right here on WFKJ.
Radio station WFKJ, 890 AM, with studio and transmitter located at Jesus is Lord Ministries International. We're working for King Jesus, sending the message around the world. Join us at Jesus is Lord Ministries International, 8 miles west of Gettysburg along U.S. Route 30, Cashtown, Pennsylvania. Our service times are as follows. Sunday morning, 10 AM.
This is the Henderson Broadcasting Corporation. Radio Sally Henderson, WHNC, Henderson, North Carolina.
Good afternoon, South Mississippi. Welcome into the Hall of Fame. Lars Ulmer Glenn and I'll be around till 8 o'clock. Coming your way at 3 o'clock, it's going to be the Housewives Hour. It's 201 from WQIS Laurel Hattiesburg. Q89 and 99 on the outside.
Now, the moment can't pass before playing this next ID. We have probably 75 to 100. I guess, Fred, if you added your collection, we'd have more than 100 jingle package IDs for this next station. This is the station that got me interested in DX. It's the station that got me interested in collecting IDs and jingle packages. This is WLS in Chicago. Remember the way it was?
Radio WLS Chicago.
John Rickey, Glenn Decker.
Well, things have come full cycle, and Chicago is leading the way once again, and, of course, WLS is leading the way, too. If I played you an ID that I heard last night on a car radio here in Florida, it reads, WLS AM and FM Chicago. I couldn't believe it. It turns out that the FM side was so badly managed, apparently, that they had to let everybody go, and they've picked up the AM programming. They're simulcasting from the AM into the FM talk radio in Chicago. Oh, there's quite a story there, and I thank Son John for the details on that. But that's WLS in Chicago. If anybody would like the whole jingle package, tell Fred. Let's move on.
KQLX AM 89 now leaves the air. KQLX in Lisbon, North Dakota is owned and operated by Cheyenne Valley Broadcasting Incorporated. For more of the best music, news, and sports, listen to KQLX FM 106.1.
Interesting, Fred. I don't recognize the whine under that. Was one of Fred Vobey's submissions from 3 or 4 years ago. Remember when you were out in North Dakota, Fred? And I don't recognize that whine. I don't know what that is under there. Well, here's our final one, and it's badly distorted, too, but we'll give it a whirl. From St. George, Utah.
Radio Dixie, KDXU in St. George, Utah. Correct Mountain Standard Time, 6 1/2 minutes past 11 o'clock.
Well then, Fred, that's what we have for the December 1991 travelogue. It's become a tradition at the end of the travelogue each December to give a word of thanks to a number of the people who have contributed cassette tapes during the past 12 months to the travelogue, and, you know, of stations that I may never have a chance to record. So we always look forward to receiving cassettes from people, and when we're not out driving at 55 miles an hour, every now and then we cut a tape and send it back to some of the people. So if you've sent in a tape this year and not heard back from me, please have mercy. My goodness, they're all terrifically welcome, and that's true. Let me just mention a few of the people, and if I skip somebody, be sure to let Fred know, and I'll make up a great excuse, and we'll all hear the name another time. Ron Clark has, over the years, been sending me cassettes of station breaks, top-of-the-hour IDs. And, Ron, they're always much appreciated, and thanks so much for your work during 1991. And out in the Midwest, we have Rick Dow, and Rick, we've just come to know him in the past year, actually. I guess we met for the first time in Pittsburgh, is that right? Or were we in Milwaukee, Rick? But we're looking forward to being with you in September, Labor Day, and that's going to be a terrific convention, I know, here in Labor Day 1992. Looking forward to it. Gerard Gabrielli sent in a most interesting cassette from his vantage point along the coast in New Jersey. And Gerard, I hope you got my tape back, and maybe as things change out there, you'll be able to keep me up to date now that I live in Florida. Dale Hamm, what more can I say, Dale? A couple of the IDs that we've heard here in the last 15 minutes came from you, too, so keep up the good work and thanks. And Tim Hendel, Tim contributes to every radio club in the world, as far as I can tell, and he's also trying to teach me Spanish on the side, so it's going awful slow, Tim. I'll keep at it. My dear friend Ernie Holt came all the way to Princeton Junction, New Jersey to meet me the week that we were leaving there back in June. Brought in a tape from work that he had done and his friend Michael Friddle. And Ernie, I'll be in touch with you on a separate occasion, too. Thanks so much for everything you've done. Scott Johnson, delighted to hear from you again, Scott, our California friend up north of the San Francisco Bay Area. And Rodney Moog, Linda and I were delighted to meet you at your office at the University of Texas this past month, Rodney. And thanks so much for the tape that you gave me, too. That's a nice ID and one that can't be reproduced. Camille Petreca is a new friend living in Connecticut. You're our New England representative this year, Camille. And thanks for the clear IDs on the Hartford and Yale, or I should say New Haven stations. That was very good. And we'll keep in touch. Billy Joe Sampson, my goodness, we never did meet, did we? We're 45 miles apart. That's a long ways. But you keep me up to date, if you will, please, Billy, on those stations out there at the shore. What are they, 1510, 1050? I've lost track. 1550, I don't know. As new stations come on and off, and the ones down in Salem and all that, you keep me honest, will you, please, for the DX Audio Service. Barry Chenal, I'm delighted to have heard from you again, Barry. I was afraid we might have lost touch with each other. And the same goes with John Smith out in the Midwest. Glad to hear that you're still listening to the DX Audio Service tapes too, John. Mike Smith, well, he lives out. We're going to be together Labor Day, I know. Mike and I are such good friends, we hardly ever communicate. Isn't that what they say, Mike? But thanks for that terrific tape on Seattle and some more of the fill-in in Illinois. That was great. Mark Strickard out in the Chicago area, he has sent in several hundred IDs, legal IDs of stations. There's no way you can top that, so Mark holds the record for anybody outside the actual editorial board of the DX Audio Service in sending in things. Speaking of that, Fred Vobey, he's sent in a number of IDs, one of which was on this tape. And what more can we say about Fred except, well, we've said enough already, I guess. Last but certainly not least is John S. Bowker, our son. And John keeps all of our mail straight. All of the P.O. Box stuff that you send to Valparaiso, Indiana, comes through John, and he makes sure that none of it gets lost. Fred, that's about what we have at this point. And you can give them the Valparaiso address, if you will.
Sure thing, John. If you'd like to send a tape to John Bowker, John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, Post Office Box 1279, Valparaiso, V-A-L-P-A-R-A-I-S-O, Indiana. Zip code is 46387-1279. And on side two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, I'll be covering the domestic DX Digest while Bill Hale is on vacation. Or is that out fighting snakes? I'm not sure. But right now, let's take a look at the National Radio Club ham list. As you can hear in the background, I got the computer fired up here. And what we're going to do is read down the list of amateur radio operators which are in the National Radio Club. Now, a quick reminder, if you would like to be included in this list, what you need to do is either send me a postcard, or if you want, just a, you know, one of your QSLs would be fine, and it has to contain the following information: your name, your QTH, or location, the call sign, and then up to 30 characters of information of what bands you work, for example, or what repeaters you might be on. So that's the information which I need. Send it to me, Fred Vobey, at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Please don't call on the action line with the information. It will not get put on the list or other telephone calls. And also like to remind that you don't need to put that information in one of the national echoes. Let's keep it right here and on paper. That way I can include it in both the printed and the audio service of the National Radio Club publications. Starting off at the top of the list is Doug Beard from Springfield, Iowa. His call sign is KB0HRU. He's on 8040 CW, 6 meters AM and 2 meter FM. Ed Best is next out of Durham, North Carolina. Call sign is AK4W. He's on 2 meters. Todd Brandenburg out of Topeka, Kansas, KA0KAN. He is 2 meters all mode. Don Breda out of Holbrook, Massachusetts. Hi, Don. Haven't talked to you in a while on the computer system. He has a call sign of WA2IWK, 40 meters. He's also on the East Cars 7255 net, and I believe that's on Sunday morning. Robert Carlson out of Vincent, Ohio. His call sign is KB8JSV. He's on 402015 in SSB. Mark Conley out of Billerica, Massachusetts, WA1IOM on 75 AM, single sideband and 2 meters. Perry Crable out of Winchester, Virginia. His call sign is W3HQX. He's on repeater 146.82. He's on 75, 40, and 20 SSB. Russ Edmonds out of Bluebell, Pennsylvania, the answer man. His call sign is KB2BJH, 2 meter, SSB, and FM. Bob Gallerstein out of New Hyde Park in New York. Call sign is WB2VGD. He's on 10 through 80, single sideband CW and 2 meter FM. Douglas Galt out of Kingston, Ontario. First Canadian call sign we have here, VE3TCT. He's on 80, 10, and 2 meter SSB and CW. Dale Ham out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I guess I should make the correction right here. I didn't have Alabama in that list. How about that? His call sign is WB4ATX. He's on 10, 15, 40, 80 meters. Pat Hartledge out of Louisville, Kentucky is WD4JLT. He's on 10 meter single sideband. Mike Halt out of Omaha, Nebraska is KB0GXE. He's on 10 meter single sideband and CW. Bill Hine out of Malibu, California is AA6TT. He works all bands and all modes. Tim Hendel, Miami, Florida, KC4BBI. And Tim, we don't have any information of where we can find you at on the ham dial, so you might want to send that in.
Tom Likensall, Louisa, Kentucky, is WD4RWU. He's on 3.4, make that 3.96, 7.284, and 146.73 and 146.94. John McCann out of Falls Church, Virginia. Hi, John. He's KW4U, and he's on 2 meters and 440 megahertz. Al Merriman out of Allendale, Maryland, is K4GLU. He's on CW and HF, and also on the 3840 National Radio Club net on Sunday night. Gary Mitchell out of Pago Pago, his call sign is KH8AC. He's 80 through 160, single sideband, CW, and he's also on VHF and UHF. Tom Mulvaney out of Lexington, Kentucky, is WB8VMI, 10-meter single sideband, 2-meter, 220, and 440. Dan Phillips out of Franklin, Tennessee, is N4NU. He's on 2 through 160 meters. Ann Porter out of Gap, Pennsylvania, I believe. I don't know if that's a typo, and I'm not sure if that is correct. If it's not Ann, please give us a letter here or something like that and let me know to update the information. WA3TNX, thanks, is the call sign, and she's on 2 meters. Al Resnick out of Milford, Connecticut, is K3PXR. He's on 20, 40, and 80, AMTOR and AM. Ray Rokita is out of Lansing, Illinois, with call sign of KB8KYR on 2 meters. Andy Rugg, our other Canadian out of Montreal, Quebec, is on 10 through 80 meters. Glenn Russ out of North Myrtle Beach, North Carolina, is KD4DTT, 10 through 80 and 2 meters. Lynn Simons out of Birmingham, Alabama, is AA4LH. He's on 10 through 40 CW QRP. Robert Smallarlick is out of Old Wick, New Jersey, KB2KPQ. He's on 10 meters. Al Tobias out of Newark, California, is KB6KAX. He's on 10 through 160 single sideband, CW, AM, and FM. Dick Truax out of Louisville, Kentucky, is K8GBU. He's on 10 through 80 plus 2 meters, and I also believe he's on the NRC net. Yours truly is in Lima, Ohio, KB8BMQ, 10-meter, and also on 10, 80, and 40 CW on the 146.67, and I just put up a repeater on 140, or make that 443.625. Larry Wheel out of Salem, New Hampshire, is KC1IH on 2-meter FM and also single sideband. That's our list of ham radio operators. Let's go over to side two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for more DX stuff from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 1991.